Hey everybody, I'm Eric, and today I watched The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 14, Feed Sasha, also known as The Other Side. Spoilers ahoy, if you haven't seen this episode yet and you don't want to find out what happens, then stop listening right now, go watch it, then come back. Alright, basically what happens in this episode, Sasha and Rosita head out to kill Negan, and Simon takes the doctor from the hilltop to replace his brother at the Savior's place. I keep forgetting if they actually call it Sanctuary on the TV show or not. I think they do. Anyhow, we also had Gregory trying to grease Simon's wheels to get a little bit more pull in Hilltop. Because he's losing control. We had an opening montage of all the Hilltop learning how to fight and preparing for this war. And Gregory's just drinking in his office. Like, this is dumb. These people suck. And then Rosita arrives and needs Sasha's help to go kill Negan. So they go off and do that. We see the secret tunnel to outside, to the other side of the wall. And there's a bunch of fences that they have to get around, walls and fences that they go through. And so they keep going, getting to the other side together. And then at the end, they end up on separate sides. And Rosita, the one with the plan to begin with, is left out of it as Sasha runs into the compound and starts kicking some butt. But as Rosita leaves, there's a mysterious figure in this. It's not a mysterious figure. It was the first time I watched it, and I had to play it back and then pause it. And I was like, oh, right. Of course. It's Daryl. He's there to help save the day. So the next episode has got to be freaking awesome, right? It better be freaking awesome. If we have to wait a whole other episode before we see what happens as a result of this episode, that'll be disappointing. So hopefully it's a mix. The last two episodes are a mix of everything, of everyone. And we do get to see this Savior compound invasion right away. There's some good stuff that happens this episode. It's been a while since I've deemed an episode my favorite of the season. And that will continue, because this was a good episode. I liked it more than the previous one. There's a lot of action, and we also got kind of a funny scene, but also like infuriating scene with Enid and one of the Saviors, that she's trying to distract this guy from going down into the cellar, because they didn't have enough time to escape completely, as Rosita and Sasha did. Daryl and Maggie are down there. They're hiding, trying to stay out of sight so that things don't just explode with the knowledge that they're being harbored there. And so Enid's trying to distract this guy. She brings him a basket of veggies. And, oh, this guy, man, I kind of wish she'd like just kneed him in the nuts or something, because he's such a tool. But anyway, luckily Maggie and Daryl are not found, despite this dude going down into the cellar and taking a bunch of stuff. And so they're able to fight another day, or prepare to fight another day. Continue preparing to fight another day, except for Daryl, who right away, after discovering that Rosita and Sasha bailed, heads out and joins that fight. I assume he's going to fight alongside Rosita, and they're going to mess some stuff up. We'll see real soon. What else happened? We learned that Simon doesn't care for, is it gin anymore? His taste, his ever-changing tastes. Everything that Simon says in this episode, I liked a lot. And I can't even come close to remembering anything exactly as he said. My favorite scenes from this episode were all with Simon in there. And he says, well, I like tequila now. I says, all right, noted for next time. And then that comes back in the next scene, not the next scene, but when they have a sidebar, Simon gives him the info about how to meet with him later on and says, yeah, we'll drink some tequila. And then we had more tequila later on as a meeting with Jesus is interrupted. One of the hilltop residents brings Gregory a bottle of tequila. So now it's like, yeah, this meeting is going to happen and it's not going to be good for a lot of people. The other great scene with Simon was as he meets with the doctor, delivers the news that they need to take him away. And he says, why do you need two doctors? And Simon just looks at him, gives him another look. It's like, come on, don't you get it? We don't need two doctors. We just need one. And then the doctor puts it together. Oh, so what I've gathered from this interaction and the second rendezvous in the previous episode is that the saviors are big on nonverbal communication, using their body language, they're leaning back, their tilted heads, their raised eyebrows to communicate as much as possible. But then when they do have to use their words, they're pretty good at that too. So well done, saviors. Well done, saviors, but not so good with the bashing in people's heads and stuff like that. Another great scene that I enjoyed was when Rosita and Sasha have their sniper station up in the building. After they missed their opportunity to kill Negan, because first the doctor was right in the way, and then Eugene was right in the way of their shot. They turn on the radio and they hear Eugene send out the orders to get some more walkers to fortify their encampment. And then he signs off Eugene, chief engineer, also known as Negan, who I am. He's really on board with that. And later on, when Rosita and Sasha decide to do plan B, Rosita's plan of actually going in there, they try to rescue him, and he's petrified. Says, "No, I didn't ask you to come. Leave me here. I'm staying." And then he runs back inside, and that might be a problem, but maybe not. Maybe he has a longer term strategy in mind, or he just doesn't want to get killed, because at this point, those three, if he went with those two and formed a three with them, all three would be dead. But maybe not. I guess we'll find out. Now, what was the plan? Was Eugene going to go run off into the forest? Because if that was the plan and then they would go do their thing inside, yeah, I would have stayed inside too. I would have done what Eugene did, because it's not like one of them was going to go and guard him and help him escape. I don't know. I don't know what the thinking behind that was, because it didn't go as planned, and then it ended up being something that I'm not sure if that's what the plan actually was. And then it wasn't as planned that way either, because Sasha sneaks into the fence and then closes up the fence behind her again. So that wasn't the original plan. And Eugene going with them was the plan, but were they also going to go inside? I don't know. I don't know, and we will never know, because now the stuff is all over the wall after hitting the fan. And another thing, speaking of not knowing what the actual plan was, there's a whole elaborate thing that they did with that Sasha and Rosita did with a car inside of a fence. They cut open the fence and then broke open the window of the car that was right up against the fence, and which I thought was clever. Like, okay, now they can climb in there, they can steal that car, and then drive out of there. But no, they didn't climb in through the window, they didn't steal that car. I figured that would have been at least worth a try, and then they could have done what they actually did, which was set that car on fire, which provided approximately 10 seconds worth of distraction for those walkers, because they immediately climb back in there and the walkers go after them like right then. Was it necessary? No, not at all. I don't think they needed to do that to get that car. Anyway, I enjoyed this episode. I'm really looking forward to see what happens next. I hope Sasha doesn't die, that Rosita and Daryl go in there and kick some major ass, but maybe not. It might be too late. Even just being in there for like 30 seconds, well, she made a pretty badass entrance. Like, she just runs towards the door, and as a guy opens the door, she just pops him in the head. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. But she doesn't have very many bullets. That book with the bullets that she found in Jesus's trailer, there was like one, which is the one bullet that they... No, they didn't even use that bullet yet. There's the one sniper rifle round, and then some other random bullets. So, I don't know. Maybe she pulled that gun... She probably pulled that gun off of the guy that they killed that was on guard duty talking to Eugene. But anyway, yeah, I hope Sasha doesn't die because I liked her a lot in this episode. And I liked Rosita a little bit more in this episode as well. Oh, yeah, we did find out how she knows how to do all this stuff. And basically, she just learned it from the guys she dated. So there we go. Explained why she can disarm bombs is because she dated a bunch of guys. What? Okay, that's it. Join me next time for Season 7, Episode 15. Let me know what you thought about this episode by tweeting me at TIW Podcast. Go to todayiwatched.com for more reviews. If you enjoyed this episode or anything else on the site, please share some links with your friends. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review on iTunes, and support the show even more at patreon.com/todayiwatched. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye.